Then all of a sudden, there's a seemingly strange turn. And verse 41 pictures Jesus sitting down opposite the temple treasury where people gave their money and watching people put money in. And along comes a poor widow and drops in 2 cents. And Jesus comments that she gave more than everybody else because she put in everything she had. Now the question comes, and we dealt with this question 4 years ago. Some of you remember this. What is this? What does this have to do with anything? Universally, and I say that with an informed mind, universally, this woman is presented as a model of dutiful, faithful giving against the ugly backdrop of the corrupt thieves and robbers among the religious leaders of Israel. She's seen as a breath of fresh air, as a window in a dark room. She's seen as a contrasting person, a noble, godly woman who gives sacrificially. That's really a stretch. That doesn't say anything about that in the Scripture. The only thing it says is the poor widow came in verse 42, dropped in a couple of coins. That's all it says. We don't know anything about her. We certainly don't know what her motive was. We have the comment of Jesus that the 2 coins was it. That was all she had. No matter who you read on this or what sermons you might hear on this, typically people will say, this is how we ought to give. We ought to give till it hurts. We ought to give sacrificially. We ought to give in a surrendered fashion. We ought to give so that we completely demonstrate trust in God. And that's how this woman gave. There isn't one word of support in this text for any of those perspectives. It doesn't say anything about her attitude at all. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't even tell us that she was a believer. It doesn't say that she knew the true God, that she believed in Christ. She is not a spiritual hero in the story. What is she in the story? I'll tell you what she is. She's a victim. She is a victim. A victim of what? She is a victim of the system. She is the ultimate victim of a system that devours widows' houses. Verse 40. That's the connection. This has nothing to do with Christian giving. Unless you think Christian giving is give everything you have. Take a vow of poverty, go home and die. You think that's Christian giving? Or maybe you would go to plan B. Give everything you have, take a vow of poverty, spend the rest of your life leeching on everybody else so you can survive. Where in the Bible is it a Christian principle of giving to give everything you have and go home and die? That is not in the Bible. Not at all. It makes no sense. And by the way, the people who gave other than the woman, there's no judgment rendered on them. Jesus doesn't condemn that. Why aren't they the model? Why don't we say, isn't it wonderful that rich people gave large sums? That's great, isn't it? You wouldn't argue that, would you? In fact, if you wanted a model of Christian giving, you got to go with the rich who gave large sums, not the woman who gave everything and went home to die. That God has never asked that. He doesn't say that the rich gave too little. He doesn't say the widow gave exactly the right amount. He doesn't say the rich had too much left and the widow had the right amount left, none. He doesn't say the rich had a bad attitude when they gave a lot and the woman had a good attitude when she gave everything. He doesn't say anything about any motivations or any attitudes at all. Her outward action is simply an evidence of what that system did to widows. You want blessing of God? You give your money. She's destitute. She got 2 cents left. She says to herself, either I take my 2 cents and buy my last meal, or I do what they tell me, send them the money, and God will bless me. Does that sound like a TV preacher to you? That's the system. Send me your money. If you're down to your last penny, send me your money. Open the floodgates. God will bless you if you send me your money. It was a den of robbers. And they were stealing it from the worst, the lowest, the most destitute, the worst off. This isn't to teach us about attitudes in giving. or amounts in giving. This is to teach us about corrupt religion. Beware of the false shepherds, the false teachers who take the last coins out of the widow's purse to fill their coffers on the pretense that that kind of giving is the path to blessing. That's the prosperity gospel. There's nothing in here about the Lord loved her. She was in the kingdom. There's nothing here about, okay, you disciples, you need to follow her example. So take the bag with all the money we've got in there and go in there and give it. That's the last thing he would have told them. Why would you put your money in a robber's den? You wouldn't commend that. She was a victim. There's no invitation for the disciples to imitate what she did. Empty their pockets. Empty the little purse that they carried. Would have been a perfect time to do that, right? Jesus is going on the cross. This would be a great time to test your faith. Dump it all in. No. This is not any place for the Lord to inject a lesson on giving. This isn't about giving. This is about taking. This is all in a judgment context. Judgment verses 38 to 40 and judgment starting in chapter 13. The whole section as he talks about what's coming is judgment, 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 judgment. The context all along is judgment. And certainly the rest of his message recorded in Matthew 23 is judgment, 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 judgment. And all those woes pronounced on the leaders are literally justified and validated by this one woman's act. She is a poor, dear woman who is nothing but a son of hell, captive to a false religious system, dumping her last two coins into that system under the promise that somehow this is the path to blessing. She gave everything she had. Let's look at the text a little more closely. That's the overview. Verse 41, he was seated there opposite the treasury. Treasury was in the court of the women, it was called. And Jesus had taught there before, John 8. That's a great chapter to read what went on when he was teaching there on that occasion. It was open to everybody. So they put the money receptacles in the court of the women where everybody could come. It was called the treasury because there were those 13 trumpet-shaped receptacles where the people gave their money. There were all kinds of different things that were supposed to elicit gifts from them. New shekel dues, old shekel dues. There were various offerings, and there was money for wood, money for incense, money for gold for the temple. There were all kinds of things. Each of those trumpets had a certain purpose, and they were going around putting all their money in. This was the real, get it folks, heartbeat of false religion. Mark it when you see people telling you that if you send them your money, God will bless you. That's the heartbeat of a false teacher. Always false leaders are moved by greed. Pharisees and scribes, Jesus said in Luke 16:14, were lovers of money. Lovers of money. So Jesus lifts his head up after a wearying day, having sat down probably the first time that day, and he began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. Just must have caused him immense pain. Giving their money to this wretched, apostate, corrupt system under the assumption that they were doing something for God that was going to produce blessing. And he comments, many rich people were putting in large sums. They weren't being stingy. They were putting in large sums. They had a lot and they gave a lot. That was the system. They were putting in literally large sums, pola, much. The religious system demanded that. And then over against that, a poor widow came and he watched her and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. Poor widow, the word is a word from which we get the English word penurious. Destitute, basically. And this is one of the widows who's been devoured by the system. Severe, severe abuse. She puts in 2 cents. Just to put that into perspective, the amount would have been 1/64th of a denarius, which was a day's wage. That's all she had left. Smallest coin used by the Jews, and she put 2 of them in. That was it. dropped them in the shofar-like receptacle. And then he called his disciples in verse 43 to him, and he said to them, "Truly I say to you." I love it when he says that. It's not like everything else was false, but it's so against the grain. "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. For they all put in out of their surplus, but she out of her poverty put in all she owned, all she had to live on." This poor woman. Relatively speaking, comparatively speaking, her gift was greater, right? Because it was 100%. You know, that system can't be more corrupt. It cannot be more corrupt, devouring widows like that. Scripture is full of commands, by the way, as I told you earlier, to care for the widows. False religion has no interest in that at all. They abuse widows, and they do it in the name of God. They do it in the name of Christ. This is a tragedy, and the Lord will not tolerate it.